It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Wednesday night.
That's right. It's time for the Swap Meet, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. He joins us every Wednesday night so we can find out if your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk, it's worth anything.
Yep.
Usually it is. I was surprised.
Yep.
Usually you'll have something that's like the coolest thing in the world, and you'll be like, it's
$5. $5, yep.
And then you'll be like, I've got this piece of plastic, and you're like, that's a $250 piece of plastic.
Right.
That's just how it works.
That's why we're here.
That's right. 312-981-7200. Queue up now so we can get to it. Greg, good to see you, bud.
Good to be here.
So, you know, as we've been talking about all winter and into the spring, that when we get to this time of year, it's time to roll.
It's on.
It's game on.
Game
Wolf's
time.
Is open. Yep. Here we go. You've got the garage sales, estate sales. Are we seeing it popping?
It's going. I found a $6 pinball wizard belt buckle, sold that for about $50 this week.
What?
So that was cool. And that was at Rosemont at Wolf's there. So that was good. And finding all kinds of stuff there. And I just advise people, if they want to find the really good stuff, get there early to, you know, Wolf. So you can get there as early as 2 a.m. If you want to shop with a flashlight, you can get there. But, I try to do 5:36 in the morning, and I'm finding good stuff.
That's so. What you're rolling in? You're rolling Wolf's at 5:30
in the morning? Yeah, about 5:40 I get there, yeah. So, and then, you know, I shop until about 7:30, and I go do my booth in Peloton at Wolf's. So
it
works out. I got to be up early anyway for that, so why not?
Hey, I'm not judging it being early.
We're
bird.
Not judging, right?
I just meant the stereotype of the picker is
it's
four
yeah.
in the afternoon. go see what's going on. Not with Greg Flam.
It's like a golf center display.
Yeah, right.
Golfing at night.
Right. All right, so what'd you bring in today?
Oh, bread and butter stuff. First off, 1978 Tomy Digital Derby Auto Raceway game.
Nice.
Now, I would play this thing, but it's so loud, and it's just amazing that this is what we would spend hours on playing.
What is it? Can you turn it?
Yeah, it's so it goes like that, and then you got to steer, and then when you hit the other car, you get. I'll try to hit one now.
Yeah, you got to purposely hit one.
Yeah. So. And this is what we would spend hours on, and now it's like on a timer, so it's gonna be noisy. I'll try to hide it. Anyway. And,
it's good. That's called ambiance.
Right. There we go.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. The cool find was I found a set of five Doctor Who posters.
Ooh, nice.
And it was for a 1986 book release. I'm going to turn this thing off with the battery here. Isn't that funny? So it's a set of five Doctor Who posters. And it was for a book release in 1986. And very rare, so they could be worth about $50 each. So you're looking at about $250 here, and so that's
cool. That's awesome.
Yep. And then the funny thing I found was this Al Capone proprietor ashtray from the 70s, and
it's just big.
I've
block
heard
letters.
Of these. I've never been able to find one. It's not worth a lot, maybe $20, but it's Chicago history. So
yeah, essentially,
conversation
a tchotchke piece,
right.
A tourist piece of Al Capone.
Yep,
because. Of course, as we know, he was around in the 60s, not the 70s.
Right.
Did I get that right?
But yeah, but they got the ashtray out.
Did I get that right?
In the 60s, right. Yeah, right.
It was 65, I think. 65
now you're
going to
light
them
up. You're going to light up the phone.
Al Capone. I wasn't really paying attention to the Al Capone tour, but I think it was the late 60s. All right.
Be patient
around.
On the phone.
All right. 312-981-7200. We've got, again, so here's how we're going to play. We've got the calls and the texts that come in. If you have something that you have been holding on to, memorabilia, collectibles, Greg can tell you what it's worth, which is great. And then there's also the brag part of this, where I'll give you a Lou Malnati's pizza if you got the best brag of the night. If you can come through with something, you're like, I'm not necessarily ready to sell this, or I got this hanging on my wall, but guess what I got? I already know what it's worth. It's worth. Yep. It's priceless.
Right.
If you got one of those and you want to brag and you think you got the best, then you're going to get a free pizza out of it. You get a free meal out of bragging about what's in your foyer. Your foyer. Yep.
Bring it.
312-981-7200. It's a swap meet. Stay with us.
Yeah.
It's a Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker. It's time for the swap meets. I'm just telling you some of the things that I mentioned this on the show, Greg, that I finally got to my bin.
Right.
I was hoping for a bunch of great. I mean, we were teasing this out in Crystal Lake when we were at Duke's. Mm-hmm. And he came out. I was trying to get my dad to bring the bin. Then he finally brought the bin. And I was all excited, but I hadn't. I was telling Pete, I was like, I don't really want to open it. And I opened it up, and all it really was old report cards, me getting C pluses. You know, I was like, why do I need this?
I know that feeling.
Yeah, and then there was like, you know, Justin's not applying himself, kind of garbage from fake news teachers. And as I had to tell, my son was really loving it. Oh, Dad, you're not applying yourself. All right, calm down. But there was a WGN, and they put it in there, but it was a WGN Cubs radio bumper sticker, right, that probably was from the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. And that was really the only thing to pull out of there was a yearbook, my freshman yearbook.
Yep.
And it was all signed in the bubbly letters by all the freshman girls that I went to school with. And it all started, there was a ton of them, and it was all girls. No dudes signed my yearbook. It was all girls. And they all started with, even though you're totally annoying, have a good summer. Like, it was like all of the variation of that throughout. And oh my, did the family get a kick out of that. Yeah. It was brought out at Mother's Day. It was nice. Brought out, like, you want to to all the other family members. Like, you want to read this yearbook.
What I'd like to know is how many girls signed, like, if they had Cindy with an I, did they sign the dot or a heart?
Yeah, you know, I think it was all dot. I wasn't getting much heart out of it.
Yeah, okay.
I kept telling him, I'm like, it was a bit. It was a bit. These girls were doing bits. Mm-hmm. I wasn't annoying.
Yeah.
So what is a bumper sticker, Chicago WGN bumper sticker go for?
About 15, including shipping, yeah, from the 80s. I've sold a few of them.
Nice. All right.
Did they have the pinstripes on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow. Yeah. See, look at this. I am actually that plus the
the Jordan.
The Jordan.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
Yeah, I'm on a roll.
I think you need to pursue more of the bin and more of your
I know. I still have two bins I got to get through. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm not finding stuff, I just go through my storage locker and it's like I pick myself. You know, it's like I pick what I've collected and I've totally forgotten about for the last 2 years. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. I totally forgot about this.
Yeah.
When you're not finding anything out there.
What about photos of various assortments of facial hair? You know, like 10, 15 years ago where I was just going with a goatee.
You're on your own.
Then maybe
now.
I had like one where it was more beard than mustache.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not worth anything.
A little
anything.
Personal. Yeah.
Okay. 847 says, I got a 5-inch metal shell ashtray. It's dated 1944, and it's made of solid brass. Mm. It's from the U.S. Navy, they believe, but a 1944 ashtray. There's a picture of it.
Wow.
It looks very 1944-ish. It looks just kind of like a copper bowl. Mm. But a 5-inch metal shell ashtray. Do ashtrays go for... Are they a big deal?
They do. I'm trying to think. Like, sometimes there'll be the lighter and ashtray sets. Those are kind of cool. That one you're speaking of, I've seen a few of the brass, like, mm-hmm. Navy or war ashtrays, and they could be, like, $50 to $100.
Really?
Yeah. And then sometimes they'll do folk art with the ashtrays there. Yeah. So, like, the one I'm coming up now for $39, they put a bullet in the middle of the ashtray, like, pointing up. So there's different
things. Yeah, this one just looks like the one they sent in the picture. It just kind of looks like it's a standard, but...
Yeah.
All right, there you
but
go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Also, and this would be the second ashtray. We get a run on ashtrays.
Right.
That's what happens on the swap meet. We'll get a run.
Right. But that's okay. It's better than signed baseball.
Are there is there a holy grail when it comes to ashtrays? Is there like one where you're like, if you've got the
good question.
The Rush 2112 ashtray, that one's worth $500.
It would be probably like $200 if they made one. You know, not so much. They're usually in the $50 to $100. And what's cool is some people are making trays out of old vinyl. You know, like if the Beatles record was so scratched up, people will have these molds where they'll mold them into candy dishes or ashtrays. Yeah. You know, that's something I come across. But yeah, ashtrays, I'm sure there's some that are worth a few hundred.
Yeah, like the big ones, right? Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
Hey, I've got a Stan Hack autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I don't know how rare it is, but, I mean...
Who is Stan Hack?
Great. Who is Stan Hack?
Yeah.
Who's the third baseman for the Chicago Cubs in the 20s.
All right, okay.
All right.
What do you mean?
I just loved it. I'm supposed to know that.
Right.
I don't know that.
Oh.
Pete would know that. I don't know.
30s
that.
And 40s.
30s and 40s?
I think it was Tinker, Evers, DeChamps, and Hack was on third.
That's not how it goes. It goes Tinker, Evers, a chance. I never heard that. And Hack was on third part of the
improv. Well, anyway.
Is that the second part of the old folk tune?
Unplugged version.
Oh, Stan Hack was on third. Evers, a chance.
He's working it, man. He wants that pizza.
So
that's a good one. I like it.
He had a restaurant called the Landmark Restaurant. I forget what town it was in. It was between Rockford and Chicago.
Okay.
And after my first visit to Wrigley Field in 1970 against the San Francisco Giants, we stopped at this restaurant, and my dad said, "Hey, Sam, hey, I'm Sam, some from some." So he signed one of his
that's awesome.
Mat. His restaurant.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know if it's valuable or not, but I know he spelled my last name wrong.
Oh, yeah. I could tell you, right. Well, what do you got on Stan? Does he show up? Does Stan Hack show up?
Yeah, he's in the $40 to $50 range for like a photo card.
And
in the $50 range from 1935.
What about a placemat from the Landmark?
A placemat? Well, as Justin was going to say, if he signed it to you personally, it devalues a little bit.
Yeah. Right.
If he would have just signed his name, it'd be worth a little bit more. So, a placemat from his restaurant, though, would probably still be in the $40 to $60 range, I would think.
Yeah. I also love that Stan Hack had figured out, I mean, it is your duty as a third baseman for the Chicago Cubs to have a restaurant. You can't.
Hell yeah.
Why waste that opportunity? You know, like I'm still mad at Ron Say. Where's Say's?
Right.
Say's would have been awesome on Ontario.
I could never afford a Ron Center pizza.
Right. There you go.
Right.
Nice.
All right. Good stuff, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
That was good. Mike's good. I like that. All right. 312-981-7200. What did you say?
No, it was a good story.
Yeah.
You know.
Swap meet. We'll take a break. We'll get Rob Martyr's news, and we'll do the second half. We got some texts and calls coming in, so stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam can be found at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200. It's the second half of the swap meet. We've got something you want to be evaluated, some memorabilia, some collectibles, some junk, just something you want to brag about. This is the segment for you. Pizza's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza's on the line. John, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Good evening. I got something that it's a Pinocchio. It's a marionette puppet from Pelham. Pelham Puppets.
Okay. Yep. Got
it's
it.
Made in England.
Pelham.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you got to say. Is it life size? Is it like the kind of thing that if you put sprinkle some dust on there, it's going to turn into a real boy?
It's in a box. I got the original box, and it's about 14 inches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy, a real boy.
Well, I think you just read your listing on eBay. I think I found your listing. You're asking about $100 for it, it looks like. Is that your listing?
Is that listing?
That's just how you described it. Pelham Antique Pinocchio Puppet with Box from England, 1960-62. Yes. Yeah, and it's listed for about $100 shipped.
That's a new segment we're doing called, is this your listing?
Yeah, I was...
Oh, no, I'm not listing it, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, then someone else has one, so they're asking $100.
They're asking for $100, so that at least puts you in the ballpark. I like that one a lot, though.
Yep.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not listing it. It's very interesting. It's from my childhood, so, but yeah, it hasn't been out of the box for about 40 years.
Yeah, and some have sold for $50 to $60, just so you're aware. In the box, they've sold for about $60.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
If I were him, I would take it out of the box, and I would just go sit in a park bench and put him on my knee. And then be like, someday you'll be a real boy.
All right.
It's funny because I went to see, I went to Disneyland, whatever it was, for spring break, and they had the Pinocchio ride. And for the first time, I've done that a couple times in my life, and I've been on the ride. It's awesome. It's one of the best, where it's just it's the old 50s style, where it's just a car that's on a track and it kind of goes through. It's awesome. But it's so rudimentary in the stories they're telling in those fables or those stories, the Disney story, even in the way it breaks out. The Pinocchio storyline is essentially, don't be a bad kid. You'll turn into a donkey. If you eat sugar and do bad stuff.
To this day, I still sing the Jiminy Cricket song, I'm No Fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Pete can pull that up.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, Sandy. Sandy, you're up. What do you want to brag about, Sandy?
Oh, I don't want to brag, but speaking of ashtrays, I have a lot from Vegas from the 70s and 80s.
Awesome.
With the names of them.
Yeah, is a brag. What do you mean you don't want to brag? That's the best brag ever. What do you got?
I know, but you know what? I stole them, so, you know.
Which ones are you talking about? What do you got?
The names on them and the old Caesars, with the embossed head and all that. I was just wondering, should I hang on to them or get rid of them?
I think you hang on to them, right?
Yeah, you're probably better off hanging on to them.
Circus in there?
Pardon?
You got a circus in there?
No circus.
Yeah,
they don't have them anymore. They don't have the names on them or anything that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of places did away with the ashtrays, of course, but you're probably better off holding on to them. They're about 15 to 25 for, on most of them, and that's high end, unless you have something really old. And normally the hotels that are no longer are the ones that go for higher money.
Right. I was there when they blew up the Sands, and I got the Sands mug.
Awesome.
And two more questions.
Yep.
The Star Wars Trilogy VHS tapes, the set, box set.
Yeah, those are going for about $200.
What?
Yep.
Oh,
no
man.
Way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I sold one myself about 8 months ago.
Can it be totally beat up? And
obviously, it should be. Yeah, it should be.
They're in a box and everything, and the Godfather box set too, VHS.
Yeah, that not as much as the Star Wars. I'm going to say
$75.
$200. $200 for the trilogy Star Wars.
What?
Wow. Yes. Okay.
And that's VHS too, which is crazy.
That seems so.
I still have my VHS. I'm sorry, I'm not getting rid of it.
Yeah, about 25 years from now, we're going to be missing our VHS players because everyone's dumping them and. It's going to be like
we paid like $600 when we first bought ours. That's how expensive they were back then.
Right. Top loaders, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this one isn't a top loader. This is the second one we bought. The first one was a top loader. Yeah. I think we dumped that, though.
Yeah.
No, those are the ones you want to keep, yeah.
Thanks, you didn't Andy. Grab any chips
I can't believe
with the ashtrays,
did you? I'm going to have to tell my kids not to get rid of them then.
Did you grab any poker chips
from the casinos?
Yes, I got some chips.
Yeah,
I got some original keys.
There you go.
They used keys back then.
Yeah, I mean, if you do sell, you can, lot together similar hotels and get a little bit more money that way.
And the Stirs, all the drinks.
The Stirs. Yeah, there's a whole swizzle community
with
out
the
there.
The names, so, yeah.
So good.
Yep, that's awesome. Right up my alley.
Thanks, Sandy.
Okay, bye-bye. Right,
thanks.
I'm just annoyed because I had the trilogy, and I totally destroyed it. I mean, I had them outside the... I was actually watching them. I'm not one of these collectors who's going to keep it in the cellophane. But I would never think. I think everybody had that, right? Everybody had Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, and Star Wars, and VHS in that trilogy. You got it for a Christmas gift. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, it's one of the VHS that is doing well. Many of them are a quarter.
What about Beta, if you were a Beta guy?
Beta does better if it's still still sealed or even blank media Beta is doing pretty well.
Oh man, when I lived in Wonder Lake and we were old family, thinking of my grandma today, that we would go to the Village Market, which was on Wonder Lake Road, and we would go into the Village Market and they would have one wall that was mostly Beta with one shelf for the VHS, and that's when I first saw the great movie Ice Pirates.
Oh.
Classic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I do remember with my grandma one time that we were able to rent. My grandma was, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, she passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
And she would be the surrogate mom in the way that my mom was very she was very hippie in her parenting, right? She was very like, we're doing wheat bread, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, right? Ugh. So you could, when you were at grandma's, it was, oh yeah, of course we eat Choco Fruity Pebbles Captain Crunch. Like, of course we do, grandma, just buy that.
Right.
But also, I remember I once convinced her to rent from the Village Market Revenge of the Nerds, right? Now, there's a lot in that movie for at the whatever how old I was, 10, 12 years old, that is not for 10 to 12-year-olds. Right. My poor grandma, when, you know, they're putting the cameras in the dorm rooms and stuff like that, was like, I remember she was like, you need to turn around. So I had to just turn around while the
Good memories, story, right? Yeah.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what do you got, Rich? What do you want to brag about?
Hey, I was just wondering what... I've got the complete TV series of The Highlander on DVD, and I think there's like three other Highlander movies up to the final one where it just basically ended. I was just wondering if they're worth anything.
Let me see for you.
They're all they're all in like a box set, I guess you'd call it. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see what's coming up here.
Highlander. Is that with Lorenzo Lamas? Is he in Highlander?
Oh. Man, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know who's in it.
Can't remember the guy's name off of the TV series.
Yeah, they're in the $200 to $300 range. It looks like recently, February, the Raven complete series of that went for $300. So, that's not
okay.
Bad. All right.
Yeah, my grandsons watch them once in a while, and they get freaked out because the only way the other they can kill each other is to chop off their heads.
Yeah.
See, there you go. So you're living the same. You're living the same thing.
Yeah, my daughter just doesn't quite think that's appropriate for, 14 and 9-year olds. But, hey, I'm a crazy grandpa, so they got to learn
something.
Grandpa,
sometime. It's 2018.
Right.
They've seen worse, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Game of Thrones, all that.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
That's so true. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're playing Swap Meet. We'll take our last break here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up. We got John. Jill is on as well. Got some people on text. We'll get to everything, so stay with us. It's Swap Meet tonight, 312-981-7200. Justin Kaufman here with Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Let's go to Jill. Jill, what do you want to brag about, Jill?
Oh, hi. Now, mine's brand new. I collect the Funko Pops. I actually think I heard you saying you were getting your son one once.
Yeah. No, you know what we did? We went to the Comic-Con or the C2E2, and I was amazed at how many are there, and we were trying to find the Thanos one, because that was very specific, trying to find that one.
Right.
Well, it was really hard. What do you got?
It's fun. Okay, so mine is the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
King Aragorn. Toys R Us exclusive. Not Barnes & Noble. I got Toys R Us, I think, not knockoff, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. What was the character name again? I have the rest of it.
Oh, King Aragorn.
Okay.
So
you don't remember King Aragorn?
No, sorry.
He's the kind of the bearded hunk.
He's Strider. He's the one that becomes king.
He's the mysterious one. We're like, what's his deal? But he's really fighting for justice in hobbits.
He's like not really human. He's like,
He's a god of
some
sort.
Lives a little longer. You know, actually, speaking of, have you seen Infinity War? I am trying to prepare. I actually got on Solo tickets also, and I've never seen Star Wars, but I just watched Guardian of the Galaxy last night to prepare for. Have you seen Infinity War?
I have seen it. Yeah, I've seen it twice.
Well, the pop vinyl, you're looking $50 to $100, and most of the Lord of the Rings, any character are about $50 to $100.
Cool. Well, he's in his little protector in the closet, so I'll keep him safe.
Yeah, there
keep
you him. Go. That's good.
Buy two.
All right, thank you guys.
Awesome.
Have
Thanks,
a good night.
Jill.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just watched the Guardians of the Galaxy clip because there's a great clip from Thanos in Guardians where he goes, "Your politics bore me." And I don't know why that hasn't been used more in every conversation ever.
Right.
I'm going to start using it all the time. We're going to pull it as a drop. Your politics bore me.
Nice.
Let's go to John. John, what do you want to brag about, John? You there? Did I miss you? John?
No? Hello.
Hey, John. There he is. John, what do you want to brag about? What do you got tonight?
I have a Sears Model 872 antique sewing machine.
Ooh, cool!
Wow.
It's on a case, but it folds down into the stand.
Okay.
You can't see it, you know.
Okay, okay. Trying to find that for you.
All right.
110 volts, so I know it.
Yeah, and you said, what was the year on that again?
I think it's 1950, but yeah. The model number is 872.
Yeah, most of those are in the 60 to $100 range.
Oh, man, that's not enough.
I know, it's not, but the thing with that is they're so heavy, they're so hard to ship, and you know that's why they're so low. If you do sell it, obviously try OfferUp or Craigslist, you might get a little bit more.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, John. Right.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you know what?
Yep.
I also have an invitation to Harold Washington's first inaugural ball and to his funeral.
What?
Oh, wow, both.
How'd you get that? You got invited?
Yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, tell us. There might be a pizza on the line here right at the end, John. You got my attention.
Yeah, well, it's the formal invitation to the inaugural ball, his first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the ticket is for his funeral.
Wow. Where was the funeral?
Did you go?
Pardon?
Did you go?
No.
Oh. Hmm.
Why didn't you go?
Because I didn't want to see him in that condition.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm confused. This is for Yeah, I know, but for...
Oh, for the inaugural ball?
Yeah, for the inaugural ball. I'm not talking about the funeral.
Okay. My sisters went. I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's neat. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to find that to give you a value, but that's awesome.
I mean, think that's awesome. It is. I love it.
That's a great...
I can't believe you let your sisters go and you didn't go.
Why not?
Well, why would you want to skip it?
Right.
Hey, I value things. I'm a hoarder.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
You just want the ticket. Let them go and just say, bring back the invitation.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling. All right.
I'm going to give the pizza to Sandy. Is that cool? She had all the chips from the casinos in Vegas. But she really got me on the VHS and then telling me all about VHS machines that she had in the top loader. Mm-hmm. I give it to her just for the fun of it. I came very close to giving it to Stan Heck as well, but
yeah, that was a good story.
Yeah, it was a good story, but we're going to give it to
Sandy.
Sandy's going to get it.
Awesome.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Greg. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to be here.
At DuPage Picker, both at Facebook and Twitter, and you can find him at Wolf's on
Palatine.
In Palatine
Saturday, Sunday, and then of course Rosemont's open too.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.